Cameron Brandt is with us, Director of Research at EPFR. So much to talk about, China, Japan, Rishi Sunak, but let's start with the markets and the Fed. The markets and the Fed, seem to have come around now to the realization that front-loading, Cameron, which the Fed says it has been doing, is not by definition the whole tamale. They're 10 days away from 375 to 400 basis points of front-loading. The mid and the final stages are nigh. Obviously implied in that is a question that this is the phase that we're moving into. Do you support that, Cameron?
Well, certainly the consensus is that sort of 425, 450 basis points is the peak. And you do have to add in the running down of the balance sheet, which I think is being slightly underestimated in terms of its tightening impact. So I certainly think that the Fed is anxious to pause. If inflation numbers give them any reasonable room to sit back and admire their handiwork, I think they'll take it.
Cameron, I mean, but that would, again, that would be confusing for market participants. I mean, that would represent, in effect, a U-turn.
At the moment, the Fed's inflation fighting mandate is front and center, but the Fed has a number, I think, of implicit mandates as well, which is sort of taken on in the aftermath of the great financial crisis, and those include market stability and a fairly high level of employment. I think the moment that it feels it has inflation under heading in the right direction, that it will focus a bit more on those other aspects of the U.S. economy.
Cameron, when we look at the Treasury market, it does seem as though there could be some nasty current swelling. We've got data showing market liquidity has recently deteriorated to the lows of March 2020. We've got buyer demand at auctions weakening, and perhaps more strikingly, these trends prompted Janet Yellen to take the unusual step of admitting in public that she's worried about a loss of adequate liquidity in the market. Now, all this is pointing to some dislocation. Give us a sense of what you're seeing.
First off, I think that's right both the public and the private pension funds are less likely to be providing consistent support going forward. But what we've been seeing is definite uncertainty and pulling back at the longer end of the curve, but actually a lot of appetite for short-term bond funds. People, yield-starved investors are finally being able to tap into something that gives them a little bit more than a few basis points. So we're seeing a slightly bifurcated market at the moment. But I expect it to be fairly bumpy for a while.
We mentioned that we might talk a little bit about Rishi Sunak in the UK. It seems that markets see him as a stabilizing force. UK bonds had some very big gains today, driving yields down. Is that an opportunity that is budding?
The sell-off there, I think, was exaggerated. When you look at Britain's profile compared to, say, its peers in continental Europe, it's not as if it looks that terrible. That said, I think Britain is going to struggle to regain equilibrium for some time. Its borrowing requirements have really been expanding at a rapid clip. I'm thinking sort of 8% of GDP, 8% sort of trade and current account deficit. So,
okay, Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just suggest, we've been distracted, investors and the like have been distracted by the political circus there. But you look at the outlook and it's not good. Inflation at 40-year highs, you've got soaring interest rates, you've got depressed consumer sentiment, and with Sunak, a potential return to austerity here as well. So is the dollar at the moment actually overvalued? Against the pound, is it overvalued?
It certainly, I think, has further to drop. especially against the dollar. As we said, I think, U.S. monetary tightening may begin to slow as we get into early next year, but it still has a bit further to go. If you're looking at the relative strengths of the economy, there's no doubt in my mind which you're going to choose if you have the option.
Yeah. One of the other themes highlighted today that Doug mentioned was that some are saying, like Marko Kalanovich, that the sell-off in China, that it could be an opportunity. But you do have to ask the question of whether or not it's different this time. The president, he's going to be there a long time, and this campaign to rein in the private sector is probably not going to go away.
No, I don't think it is. And certainly we've seen surprisingly robust flows to dedicated China equity funds pretty much all of this year, with the recent flows being driven by the hope that once Yi had consolidated his power at this Congress, that he would be much more comfortable taking his foot off the COVID restrictions. That said, I agree, and there seem to be a significant number of investors who are also seeking China exposure because they think the sell-off has been overdone. And there's also what we're seeing is strong domestic support. Chinese investors don't really have many other options at the moment, given the vicious
Cameron
on real estate.
Thank you, Cameron. Cameron Brandt there. That's all we've got time for. Director of Research at EPFR, getting the latest on the markets.